taken under advisement. Our final case of the day is United States against McDaniel.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Bob Herman. Again, good morning, Your Honor. My name is Bob Herman. At the outset of my argument today, I'd like to acknowledge, as I did at the sentencing hearing, that the Seventh Circuit law is uniformly against both of the positions I've taken in my brief. However, can't go wrong in agreeing with the Seventh Circuit in the case of United States versus Krieger, in that the panel of the Seventh Circuit in United States versus Krieger opined that that the mandatory minimum of McMillan case was unlikely to survive Apprendi when the Supreme Court had an opportunity to take a look at it once again. Although U.S. versus Krieger did say that the established law was that mandatory minimums were merely sentencing factors which did not need to be pleaded and proved beyond a reasonable doubt, it felt, the opinion at least, suggested that this did not logically survive Apprendi. And therefore, although concluding that the opinion might not stand, it did rule in favor of the mandatory minimums being sentencing factors. I would suggest to the court that it's my understanding that United States versus Krieger has been briefed on cert with the United States Supreme Court, and that it is set for conference on the 26th of September. Krieger is also out of the Southern District of Illinois, Southern Division, the same office as Ms. Robertson is. And it comes from the same judge that that McDaniel's opinion comes from. Having said that, Your Honor, I think there's really nothing more to do but wait until we see what the Supreme Court does. As I've said, the decision of the district court in sentencing here should stand unless it's reversed by the Supreme Court under the mandatory minimum.
See why we should wait. People have been complaining about Harris now for 9 years. My bet is there's always, before the Supreme Court, a cert petition complaining about Harris.
Could be.
So if we were waiting, we would have been holding up quite a lot of criminal cases for 9 years without action.
Well, Your Honor, it's certainly up to you. Hopefully the Supreme Court will
take it for us to act, and if you want to file a cert petition,
very good.
Go right ahead.
And I may have to do that. The second argument is also in opposition to the established case law in the Seventh Circuit. I don't have much to say about it at this point. I did say at the sentencing hearing that I wish to preserve the issue for a possible appeal at some later date. I don't have anything more to say about it except to point out that it leads to absurd results, which are described in the brief, including the fact that in this particular case, the amount of personal use to the amount of drugs that were actually proven by the government to be sold as part of the conspiracy is somewhere between 5 and 12 to 1. There's a large amount of drugs that are personal use drugs, as much as 12 times the amount of drugs that were actually sold. And that leads to an absurd result in the sentencing. However, that does not change the law under the Seventh Circuit, but it's something to maybe talk about on a petition for cert. So if you have no further questions, I'll reserve the rest of my time.
Mr. Herman? Ms. Robertson.
Thank you. May it please the court. I was counsel in the district court on this case also. Opposing counsel is correct. The district court did not err in this case based on binding precedent on both the personal personal use issue and on the mandatory minimum in this case. The one additional thing I would indicate is that on appeal, whereas the defendant is now saying my relevant conduct should have been 17.5 grams based on what Ms. McDaniel admitted that she sold, that issue really was not raised below. In fact, the vague objection was only that defendant McDaniel objects to the inclusion of all drug quantities in irrelevant conduct calculations on the grounds that the drugs amounts alleged are personal use. So even when prodded to pick out specific amounts that the defendant was complaining of in the district court, that wasn't done. So we don't think the 17.5 grams is even an appropriate argument at this point. Again, Judge Gilbert relied on binding precedent and correctly found the relevant conduct in this case and correctly sentenced Ms. McDaniel to 120 months. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Robertson. Anything further, Mr. Herman?
Governor, the only thing I have to add is that I hope the court understands that in order to preserve these arguments for future appeal, I have to raise them, but I do acknowledge that the...
Understood. Your position has been preserved.
Very good. Thank you, Judge.
I won't say that it's also been pickled.
Pickled and preserved, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And, Mr. Herman, we appreciate your willingness to accept the appointment in this case. The case is taken under...